It's Friday, the 14th of October. It's only 7:30 a.m. A wee bit earlier this morning, earlier rise. It's very overcast. It's been raining, it's drying out. Well, it's dryish now, there's a dampness in the air. And we've only got about, more than half light, if you like. That's about it. Those long nights are closing in. At least it seems to be fairly calm this morning. So, an early rise this morning because we're going off for a wee break down the Clyde Coast to Weems Bay and Largs and Rossie. Those places, wonderful places. And we'll be heading off as soon as we can get everything ready and get away and go and pick the other three members of my wife's family. We'll get away. Doing the Clyde Coast. That was more Geordie than Scottish, wasn't it? Aye. Oh dear God. Anyway. You see what I did there, because I've forgot completely what I was going to say. We're going down for a wee break, that's all. Forecast isn't very good actually, but then we'll take what we get. So I actually slept well last night. Very well indeed. The night before was a bit of a disaster. And I was praying when I went to bed last night that I would get a decent sleep, because I don't want to start off this journey feeling fatigued, if you like. So I did, thank the Lord. I got a really good sleep last night. It was great. It makes all the difference. Even getting up, you know, at 6:30 instead of 7, you know, I felt pretty well good this morning. Pretty well good. Oh my God. Compared to 7 o'clock yesterday morning, I was absolutely shattered. But I'm feeling good within myself. My fitness levels are good, really good. I didn't get out on the bike at all yesterday, which was a big disappointment, because I'm now going to miss the next 3 days at least. But I was doing something yesterday that kept me really active and burning off energy, so that in itself compensated for not getting out on the bike. So yeah, fitness wise I'm feeling really good. Mentally wise, my mental well-being is pretty good. Yes, better than off late, as they say. Off late. It's an expression, isn't it? If you watch those, I was going to say old TV programmes and series, but I actually mean the ones that are running now, which are based on the olden times, you know, in other words, period. You get some wonderful expressions and sayings. And one of them that's been stuck in my head with the Ripper Street, that series that runs over here. I don't know if people in America and Canada and other places get this at all. Or even Israel. But there's an expression, it means you've got the means, you know, the money or whatever. And it's a wherefore-all. In other words, you might say to someone, do you have the wherefore-all to support me in my life? And that's a brilliant expression, wherefore-all. We dissect it. That's the rain. A wee gusty wind there, and it's blew the, it's not rain, it blew the water off the leaves onto the top of the metal shed. Sound effects. And hot tea. and a big didgeridoo on top of the telegraph wire. So yes, the wherefore-all. Or is it wherewithal? Or is it wherewithal? Wherewithal. It may be wherewithal instead of wherefore-all. No, it's probably wherewithal. Just confusing myself and others, I suppose. Someone will tell me. Bripper Street too, you know. Benjamin O'Mahony. Son of Paul O'Mahony. Benjamin O'Mahony is now one of the main characters in River Street. Good on him. You know, fine actor. He has done other work. I had a wee Google at what he's done, and it's really nice to see him there because he fits in very, very well. I'm not just saying that because, you know, Paul is Paul's son. I'm just saying, River Street starring series. What's his name? McFadden. And I can't remember his first name, but it's McFadden. And then Jerome. Class acts all round. Particularly like the American, the cowboy, if you like. He's a cowboy, he plays. I can't remember, for goodness sake, I can't remember his name at all. But there you go, that's what happens with me. You know, I was in a conversation yesterday with someone. And of course this isn't unique, and I started to talk about someone that I know very well for years and years and years and years. Good friend, couldn't remember their name, could not remember their name. Shocking, absolutely shocking. You're standing, especially if you start your sentence like, "Oh, I have a great friend who is." And then the other person's looking at you and says, "Oh, it must be a really good friend, eh? Can't remember his name." Getting worse, it is. Getting worse, forgetfulness. Shocking. Yeah, I have to laugh at it, but to be perfectly honest with you, don't laugh at the thing because the frustration starts to bite in, you know. So. You just get. I can understand why people who, you know, when senility, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, gets a real hold of them. When they can't remember things that they should remember, and they get really angry, I can understand that. I get so frustrated. And you see, I was going to say something else there, and because I said that last bit, I forgot what the other bit was. You know how things spring into your mind as you're talking, and then this is the next thing you're going to say, and I completely forgot what the other thing I was going to say. Oh my God. Forgetting things. Yes, it was to do with someone who told me about someone who forgets. No, it's not going. Right, I have to go anyway. Things to do, get the car parked. Get the fuel in, the tyres checked. I didn't have time yesterday to do it, so I'll do it this morning. And then we'll get away. And praying for safe journeys. And glorious weather. But then again, we always pray for glorious weather. Oh. And being away for 3 days, it means that I'll have to play catch up on October 16 when I get back, both in listening and recording. But I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm determined to do it. If I remember.